好，感谢主。
Thanks be to God。
可以在这里跟弟兄姐妹一起来见面分享。
That I can come and meet you all here。
刚刚的牧师已经介绍过了，所以我就不多讲。
So Pastor Pastor Poon has already introduced me, so I'm not going to talk about myself further。
我们在台湾现在有20间教会。
Oh, so we have 20 churches in Taiwan.
神给我们一个目标跟意向，就是要建立100间的教会在台湾。
God gave me a vision is to build 100 churches in Taiwan.
刚开始觉得不太可能。
In the beginning, I thought that was impossible.
因为从一间教会要到20间教会，我们都觉得。
Because we thought it was impossible to go from 1 to 20.
但是呢，在神没有难成的事。
But with God, in God, nothing is impossible.
Amen.阿门嘛，如果阿门，微笑一下。
If you want to amen, echo that, please give me a smile.
在神没有难成的事。
In God, there's nothing impossible.
所以呢，今天呢，我要讲这个主题叫做跨界的信心。
So today I want to talk about this topic. It's called the crossing faith.
跨界的信心。
A faith that crosses over.
Oh, sorry, 错了。OK, 好。所以呢，希望呢，因为希望我们今年。每一个人都可以跨界，就是现在开始，因为已经到了中间了嘛。
I hope that every year everybody can cross a new boundary in your life. And today is now already half a year has already gone.
我讲这篇道的目的是希望教会能够更健康。
And I want to tell you this because I want the church to be more healthy.
健康带来增长。
And I hope that this health will bring more growth.
带来很多方面的突破。
And to bring more breakthroughs.
包括个人的家庭、工作、事业都能够突破。
And breakthroughs can happen in all places, including your family, your careers.
Amen. 想要有突破吗
？Do you want breakthroughs?
还是你永远想说就这样就好了
？Or do you want to stay in the same place?
想要突破吗
？Do you want breakthrough?
想要突破吗
？Do you want breakthroughs?
举手一下。
Please raise your hand.
Amen. 我们拍掌，把荣耀归给上帝，好不好
？Let's give God a round of applause.
要突破很重要的第一个就是我们的信心。
The essential criteria for breakthrough is your faith.
你会发现呢，当我们眼睛看到哪里，你才可以走到哪里。
You will see that you can only walk to a place that you can see.
是吗
？Isn't that true?
你眼睛不可能看这里，你走到哪里去了
？It's not impossible for you to look at somewhere and then walk somewhere else.
你也不可能眼睛没有看呢，你就横冲直撞。
And you will also not also run.To a place where you cannot see.
所以如果要突破，就好像刚刚我们唱的一首诗歌里面，我们心里要有看见。
So before you can have the breakthrough, you need to see something in your heart.
所以呢，要突破，信心就要突破。
So we need to have more faith if you want to have the breakthrough.
但怎么突破呢
？But how do you have a breakthrough in your faith?
重点就在认识神以及他的作为。
The key point is to know God and His work.
这是一个 key point， 这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以呢，认识神以及他的作为。
To know God and His work.
这是我今天呢要跟你们分享的。
And today I want to share with you.
在马可福音的第四章35-41节。
Mark chapter 4:35-41.
好，如果可以读的，我们一起来读好吗
？If you can read, you can read along with me.
好，预备，请。
That day when evening came,
当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“
Let us go over to the other side,
我们渡到那边去吧。”
Leaving the crowd behind,
门徒离开众人，耶稣人在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内。甚至船要满了水，耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉。耶稣醒了，叫他说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海听从他了，连风和海也怎么样
？Even the wind and the waves what
听从
obeyed him
他了。所以呢，如果在这个，你看一下这张图。
So look at this
如果你是在这个船上
if you were on this boat, will you be scared?
会害怕的举手。
You can raise your hand if you will be scared.
你说牧师不怕，再大一点我都不怕。
And you say maybe the pastor will not be afraid, eh?
有没有这种人？我想我们都很害怕，对不对
？I think everyone will be afraid.
但我问你们一件事。
Let me ask you this.
如果你害怕，耶稣在船上，你会不会叫醒他
？If you were afraid and Jesus was on that boat, will you wake him?
会不会叫耶稣
？Will you wake Jesus?
好，会叫耶稣的举手。
Raise your hand if you will wake Jesus.
OK， 好，你觉得？你永远都不会叫耶稣的举手。
Let me see who will not wake Jesus.
只有我们两个举手。基本上我们都会叫的。
We will all wake Jesus, right?
但问题来了。
But the problem is,
如果你刚刚读那个圣经
，if you we were just reading this passage,
耶稣并没有夸他们说你们叫得好，叫得妙，叫得呱呱叫啊。
They did not. Jesus did not commend them for waking him.
反而责备他们。
But he rebuked them.
说你们难道你们还没有信心吗
？He said, "Don't you have faith?"
所以问题就来了。
And so here's the problem.
我想我们都会叫耶稣，我也是一样。
I think every one of us will call on Jesus.
但是你总不可能永远你的信心都是这么小。
But you cannot have your faith at a very low level always.
神不要我们永远像个小孩子一般。
God doesn't want us to be like a child always.
神希望我们的信心能够越来越强壮。
God hopes that our faith will grow.
对他能够越来越认识。
And that we will know him more.
所以你看门徒和耶稣他们都在船上。
So, the disciples and Jesus were both in the boat.
遇到的风暴是完全一样的。
And they were encountering the same
storm. 但是耶稣的反应跟门徒是完全不一样。
But Jesus had a different reaction from the disciples.
哪里不一样？
What's the difference?
所以你现在脑袋里面的出现一艘船。
So imagine a boat.
遇到了很大的风暴。
And it was in a storm.
那个水呢，一直跑到船上来。
And the water was coming into the boat.
然后门徒就开始慌张了。
And the disciples were in the great.
哇，他们说我们快死了。
They said we are dying.
结果回头一看。
And they turn around.
耶稣在干嘛
？What was Jesus doing?
耶稣在干嘛
？What was he doing?
耶稣在睡觉。
He was sleeping.
弟兄姐妹，如果是你，你睡得着吗
？If it was you, can you fall asleep?
可是耶稣为什么可以睡觉
？How come Jesus can sleep?
为什么门徒慌张？
How come the disciples
而耶稣在睡觉
and Jesus was sleeping?
要记得耶稣道成肉身来到我们中间他是跟我们一样是完全的人当然神性恶性在那里面神人恶性在里面可是他是做一个榜样
So do you remember that when Jesus incarnated He has the same human flesh as we do
Amen.
So He is our model
Amen. 圣经说凡事他也跟我们一样受过试探
In the Bible it says that He was tempted in every way just as we did
但是他没有犯罪
But he did not sin.
他可以得胜。
He can triumph.
所以他做一个榜样在我们中间。
So he can be our role model.
所以当彼得他们看到耶稣的，跟我们一样，都是一个人在那里。
So when Peter saw Jesus, that's the same person as.
但是耶稣为什么可以睡觉
？But why can he have the faith?
为什么我们会慌张
？Why would we be?
如果我们中间同样有两个人
，If the two of us
遇到同样的问题
，Two of us are in the same situation.
财务的问题。
Financial difficulty.
孩子的问题
，Or our children's problem.
可是一个为什么还可以睡觉？
But maybe one can still be sound.
一个为什么得忧郁症
？And the other will have a depression.
一个为什么每天睡不着觉
？How come this depression person?
这个时候就看得出来，两个人对上帝的、对神的信心是不一样的。
Then you will see that two people have different faith towards God.
阿门吗？阿门吗？你说牧师啊，你还可以睡得着觉啊
？So maybe you will say, how can you fall asleep in a circumstance?
教会这么大的风暴，这么大的问题，你还可以睡觉啊
？Our church in such a storm, such great difficulty, how can you still sleep?
这个就是耶稣对父神的信心。
And this is the kind of faith that Jesus has towards the heavenly Father.
Amen. 因为他相信一切都在神的手中。
Because he believes that God has control over everything.
所以求主祝福我们。
So we pray for God to bless us.
那我们今年的信心跟去年是不一样的。
Now we will have greater faith this year than last year.
那我们可以不断的突破。
So we will have endless breakthroughs.
可以不断的跨界。
And we will have crossing over boundaries.
不要每次遇到同样的问题、一样的烦恼、一样的忧愁、一样的重担、一样的状况。
So we will not always have the same kind of worry when we encounter the same problems.
Amen.所以希望我们每一个人听完这篇道之后让我们能够在风暴中我们仍然可以享受上帝的同在跟安息
So I pray that after we listen to this passage we will be able to enjoy God's peace when we are in storms
所以他们叫醒了耶稣
So when they woke Jesus,
耶稣起来,
Jesus woke up,
先解决他们的问题。
He solved their problem first.
有时候你有问题的，你叫耶稣，耶稣一样解决你的问题。
So when you have a difficulty, you can call on Jesus and he will help you.
耶稣责备他们的不是说你祷告我解决这个问题，不是。
He did not rebuke them for calling on him to help them.
因为他乐意听我们的祷告。
Because he's willing to listen to our prayer.
他乐意解决我们任何的问题。
He's happy to help us with our problems.
Amen. Amen. 但是他更需要看到的是你对他的认识还有对他的信心是可以增长是可以突破的。
But he wants to see that our faith and our knowledge of him will grow.
所以耶稣在责备他们。
So Jesus rebuked them.
为什么还没有信心？
How come you have no faith?
你在教会聚会多久了？
How long have you been in this
church? 你跟随主多久了？
How long have you been following Jesus?
你看了多少神迹？
How much Bible have you read?
你经历了多少神的恩典？
Have you experienced God's grace?
为什么还没有增长？
How come you have no growth?
为什么还没有信心？
How come you still have no faith?
你早就应该做门徒了。
You still supposed to become a disciple a long time ago. I'm talking about us, right?
我在提醒我个人。
I'm also reminding myself.
在成长的过程里面，我也被提醒。
When I was growing in Christian faith, I was also reminded.
可是为什么到现在信心还是这么软弱？
But how come our faith is still so weak?
耶稣在责备门徒就是这个意思。
And Jesus was rebuking the disciple for this.
所以很重要的，我们要认识神。
So it's important that we have to know God.
你没有认识神，你跟他没有建立一个亲密的关系，你的信心不会成长的。
If you don't have a close relationship with God, your faith will not grow.
所以你看，当耶稣呢斥责风暴平息之后，他们说：“这到底是谁？”
So after Jesus rebuked the storm and it calmed, they asked the question, "Who is this?"
你去读马可福音前面，他们已经跟随一段时间，而且看了很多的神迹。
So if you read the context, the disciples have already been following Jesus for a long time.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. 但是对耶稣认识吗?
But do they know Jesus?
还不认识。
No, they don't.
这到底是谁?
So they ask the question, who is this?
所以弟兄姐妹在我们中间，如果人家问你说你信的耶稣是谁?
So if somebody asks you, who is this Jesus that you believe?
你说我哪知?
You said, how do I know?
你说我哪知? I don't know.
I don't know.
他是谁?
Who is he?
你明白我意思吗？所以每一个人一定要越来越认识这位上帝。
So you have to grow in your knowledge of God.
所以在教会里面，我们会不断的鼓励弟兄姐妹一定要灵修。
So we encourage all the brothers and sisters.
一定要读圣经。
You have to read your Bibles.
你这一辈子最重要的事情就是越来越认识他。
The most important thing in your life is to know Him more and more.
Amen. 但是有时候你会发现，我们基督徒，我们这跟随者，没有真正把这件事情放在心里面。
But a lot of time, the sad thing is his followers do not treasure this in their hearts.
有的人早上一起床，新闻比较重要。
A lot of times in the morning, the first thing we wake up, we watch the news.
有人一早上一起床，可能吃早餐比较重要。
Maybe for some of us, it's more important to eat breakfast first.
有人一起床，可能运动啊，身体运动比较重要。
Maybe some of us will go out and jog because.
但是教导我。
Because God, but God teach me.
最重要的第一件事。
The most important thing.
就是来到他的面前。
Is to come before him.
我读圣经。
To read His words,
我祷告
and pray,
我敬拜
and worship,
我亲近他
and draw to Him,
因为这是我的玛纳
because this is my manna, this is my food.
Amen. 这是我属灵的食物
this is my spiritual food.
这是我信心的食物
and also my food.
我每天吃它
I have to eat it every day.
我的信心会越来越突破
so my faith will grow.
我越来越认识这位神
and I will know God more and more.
原来神不只可以平静风浪。
And God can do more than just calm a storm.
但是有很多人可能连耶稣到底可不可以平静风浪都不知道。
But a lot of us don't even know that if Jesus can
calm a storm. 哇，这到底是谁？
So they ask the question, who is
this? 为什么风会听他的，海会听他的？
How come the ocean obey him?
Hallelujah! 这到底是谁？为什么连风和海都会听他？
Who is this that the sea and the storm obey him?
所以他们当时为什么那么恐惧？
Why were they so scared?
因为不够认识耶稣。
Because they do not know Jesus.
所以求主祝福我们，让我们能够越来越认识他。
So I pray that we will all grow to know Him more.
Amen. Amen. 如果人家问你耶稣是谁
？If somebody asks you who is Jesus,
你可以马上告诉他。
You can answer right away.
我想你就是 OK 的。
Then you, I think you are.、Okay、
所以呢，你会发现。在我们中间的人，到底你认识神有多少？表示你的信心有多少
？And we can make a simple test like this. If you, how much you know God tells you how big your faith is.
我记得我十九岁，我最近呢常常讲见证，讲到我十九岁信耶稣。
I've been talking about my testimonies and I talk about my conversion when I was 19.
所以呢，当我信耶稣的时候，其实我经历，就是神听我的祷告，非常听我们的祷告。
When I first became a Christian, I feel that God listened to my prayer always.
我常常跟弟兄姐妹分享，当你信耶稣会经过几个时期。
I tell brothers and sisters that when you first become a Christian, you will pass through a few stages.
一个就是蜜月期。
First one is the honeymoon.
哇，这个你刚刚信耶稣，我告诉你，真的，你祷告什么，神垂听什么。
When you first become the Christian, you whatever you pray, God gives it to you.
Amen.
Isn't that
有没有这种经历？
Do you have that kind of experience?
我记得有一次我在工作的时候
I remember once when I was at work.
我祷告神
I pray to God.
因为有一个需要
Because I have a need.
我需要我妹妹打电话过来
I hope my sister will call me.
我在祷告说神啊可不可以五分钟之后叫我妹妹打电话给我
So I pray to God that please let my sister call me in 5 minutes.
我只能祷告求神提醒她
And I can only pray that God will remind her to call me.
五分钟之后电话响了
And 5 minutes later the phone rang.
我里面知道那是我妹妹打来的
So I know in my heart that my sister was calling.
果然真的是我妹妹打来的
And of course it was her.
啊，诸如此类的很多的
Something like that, I have a lot of experience.
所以那时候我觉得神好像有求必应。
And I feel like God answers all my prayers.
哇，祷告他一定听的。
If I pray, He will listen.
19岁，后来我信主半年。
After about 6 months after I became.
半年之后，我们在台湾是要当兵的，20岁是要当兵的。
Oh, I had to join the army because that's the rule in Taiwan. I was turning 20.
当时我们那个年代是还要当有两年的，还有三年的。
So you have to either join the army for 2 years or 3 years.
所以呢，当我们去抽签的时候
，So when we were doing the lottery,
因为当兵在我们台湾当时来讲是很辛苦的。
So at that time, it's a very very hard thing to
在训练的过程里面，有时候好像要人命的。
In the training, it could take someone's life. It was very hard.
所以没有人要当三年的。
So nobody wants to go through the 3 year program.
在台湾当过兵就知道。
If you have been to, if you have been in the army in Taiwan, you.
所以那个时候我信了耶稣。
So when I first became a Christian,
我要去抽签。
It was time for the lottery.
一个两年的。
Either it's 2 year.
一个三年的。
Or 3 years.
我问你，你要祷告几年
？And how will you pray?
所以当时啊，老实讲，我真的非常有信心。
So I had a lot of faith.
有求必应的神
I know God will listen to my prayer.
所以当我到事工所站在那一个抽签的那个盒子面前的时候
So when I was standing in front of the two boxes for the lottery
神啊两年的
I said God 2 years
一定两年的
I know
哇你之前不是祷告什么你听什么吗
I said Lord how is this possible I thought you answer all my prayers
我不是很有信心我宣告两年
I had the faith
三年
And I proclaim in your name
我就到旁边电话亭打电话给我妈说妈三年的
So I went to the public phone and called my mother and said 3 years.
里面真的很难过，因为一年了，差一年多一年了。
And I was very sad because it was difference of one entire year.
没有办法去当兵了。
And of course I had to.
两个月的中心的训练。
And after 2 months training for new people.
完了之后又要抽签了。
After that you have to draw again.
我们抽签的时候，我们都在讲说最好不要得到金马奖。
So when you're the common phrase is that we hope you will not get the prize of 金马，
就是金门、马祖跟澎湖嘛。
That means you have to go to the outer island of 金门 and 马祖。
对，就是因为是外岛，所以呢，没有假的。如果我们在外岛当兵，一年才回来家里一次的。
So if you have to go serve in the military on the outer islands, then you cannot return home in a year.
而且听说啊，那个马祖啊是鬼岛啊，那个充满鬼啊。
And also, they all say that 马祖 has like haunted, haunted.
因为以前打仗啊，死了很多人嘛。
Because during the war, a lot of people died there, so it's haunted.
很多鬼故事啊。
And there are a lot of ghost stories has to do with.
虽然是鬼岛，所以我想说，哦，主啊，第一次就算了哈。
So I said to God, okay, I'll let you go the first time. You didn't give me the 2 years.
第一次就算了，说神啊，可不可以这一次我不要金马奖？
And so please, this time, no price of 金马 please.
哇，敬拜祷告。
And I worship and I prayed.
宣告。
And I proclaim in Jesus' name.
台湾。
In Taiwan.、Okay.
In Taiwan. 所以呢，上去了。这个时候呢，因为又信心满满了。
And also, I was also very faithful.
因为我有跟说，第一次不要跟神计较嘛。
And I said, as the first mistake, God, I will let you go.
有时候我们会生神的气啊。
Sometimes we will get mad at God, right?
所以我们的天父真的是太有慈爱了。
So our God is very gracious.
Amen.
Isn't that true?
很有信心的手放进去。
And filled with faith, I put my hands
in Taiwan.
I said, in Jesus' name, I want it in Taiwan.
一打开马祖。
And of course, I got the island of Mazu.
Mazu. Oh, 第二次的打击。
And this is the second strike to my face.
所以那时候没办法，只好搭船。哇，那个时候是漂泊的心情，很痛苦的这个心理。
So at that time I was in a lot of depression and I had to take the boat to this outer island.
我去当兵还是带一本圣经。
But I still brought my Bible with me.
然后呢，我还记得我当兵的时候都吃饭了，我要祷告，那班长突然来我旁边敲我的桌子，你在干什么？
And at that time I remember when we were all having dinner together, I was praying before meal, and the unit leader come to me and said, "What are you doing?" And he hit on the table.
我说报告班长，我是基督徒，所以我在谢饭。
And I have to say, "Yes, sir, I'm a Christian and I'm praying before meal."
当你谢饭完，饭都吃光了。
He said, "After your prayer, the meal will be all gone."
赶快吃。
Just eat.
所以那个当兵的过程里面呢，有很多的经历。
And I also have a lot of experiences with God.
后来我到了外岛，到了澎湖，因为要进中心，要训练两个月。
And then after we go to the outer island, we have to go into the training center again.
也是非常辛苦，比台湾还要辛苦。
And it's harder than the one in Taiwan.
后来当兵在中心训练到一个月半的时候
，And after the training for six weeks，
有一天
，One day，
我在站卫兵
，I was standing in，
我们当兵都要站卫兵
，Sentry guard standing in guard。
后来我是站这个一点到三点的
，And I was taking a shift from one in the morning to three，
凌晨一点到三点的
，In the morning one to three。
我前面那一个十二点半就叫我了。
And the person before me woke me up at 12:30.
怎么那么早叫我？
I said, oh, it's too early.
他说我今天有事，你先帮我站。
He said, I still have to somewhere I have to go to. You have to help me.
我就说 OK， 我就帮他站。
So I helped him for half an hour.
后来我下岗以后，天亮我们部队呢经过那个讲台。
So after
司令台。
After in the morning, our unit was passing through the main stage in the field.
我那个叫我帮他站的那个人说，你有没有看到？
And the person who woke me up in front of me, he said, "Did you see?"
他说你有没有看到？我说看到什么
？He said, "Did you see?" I said, "No, I didn't see."
看到鬼啊
？He said, "Did you see ghost?"
他说他就是看到鬼才叫我去站的。
He said it's only because he saw ghost, so he woke him earlier so he can go take the shift.
后来经过那个讲司令台，他说就在那里，就在那里。
And when we were passing through the main stage, he said, "So right over there."
我说你不要骗我了。
I said, "Don't bullshit me."
如果有，你叫他今天晚上来找我。
If there's ghost, then tell him to come see me tonight.
那一天晚上。
And that evening.
他真的来了。
The ghost really came.
我睡到十二点半。
I slept until 12:30.
在耳朵里面听到很多那个虫在叫的声音。
And I heard a lot of sound of the bugs.
我就醒过来。
And I woke up.
可是我还是睡在宿舍啊。
But I was still in the dormitory.
我眼睛一打开
，When I opened my eyes,
我有点半侧睡在下铺。
I was sleeping in the lower bunk.
我看，哎，有一个人在看我。
I saw somebody looking at me.
我看清楚。
And I opened my eyes to see.
一个老人家。
It was an old man.
他没有下半身。
He doesn't have his lower half of the body.
只有上半身。
Only the upper half.
然后看着我。
And he was looking at me.
他没有瞳孔。
And you can't see his pupil. He has no pupil in his eyes.
所以都眼睛是空的。
You feel like it's a hollow.
他戴一个帽子。
And he was wearing a baseball cap.
被火烧过的。
And it feels like he has been burned by fire.
他看着我。
And he was looking at me.
哎，我说到底是不是我做梦啊
？And I was thinking to myself, maybe I'm dreaming.
我眼睛就大大的睁，就是闭起来。
So I closed my eyes, tightly shut.
再打开。
And then open again.
哦，还在啊。
And he's still there.
不是假的。
So it's not.
我想说，在第三次。
And I want to try it a third time.
我眼睛再大大的闭起来，再打开。
I shut my eyes tightly and then open.
哎，不见了。
And he was gone.
他跑到我后面来了。
And then he got behind me.
他说：“你不是要看我吗
？”He said, "You want to see me?"
转过来啊。
You can turn around.
因为我有点半侧嘛。
Because I was slanted.
他叫我转过来。
He told me to turn around.
可是我根本转不过来。
But I couldn't move.
他有个 power 就把我控制住。
And there was a spiritual evil power going on at that time.
根本转不过来。
I couldn't move.
哇，用力使力的转都转不过来。
I was trying very hard to move, but I couldn't.
这时候我想到要祷告了。
And then I remember now I have to pray.
我先喊三声 Hallelujah.
And I yelled Hallelujah three times.
没有声音了。
But nothing came out.
声音没有出来。
No voice came out.
但是舌头可以动。
But I feel like my tongue was moving.
我就开始祷告。
So I was praying.
主啊，救我！
I said, Lord, help me.
主啊，救我！
Lord, save me.
哎，后来有一个声音呢。
And then I heard a voice.
从天上这里。
I heard something from above.
他说，离开。
And it says, go away.
他斥责那个鬼。
It was the voice was rebuking that ghost.
那个鬼突然之间变成一个小虾米，从后门那里跑掉了。
And all of a sudden, the ghost shrank down to a very little size and just went away.
我第一次经历到上帝的声音，听到上帝的声音是这么有能力的一个声音。
And that was the first time I experienced the voice of God, powerful.
他一句话一斥责，那个邪灵就离开了。
Just one sentence, one phrase that he uttered, and the evil spirit went away.
Amen. 我们拍手把荣耀归给神好吗？
Let's give God a round of applause.
原来我了解了神为什么让我去马祖。
And then I understand why God sent me to the Mazu Island.
第一个就是为了遇到鬼。
So that I can see ghost.
鬼的后面让我看到上帝的权柄是大过黑暗的权势。
And then after I see the ghost, I see that God's power is greater than the evil spirit.
Amen. 为什么神耶稣在船上，门徒还会遇到那个风暴
？Why would the disciple encounter the storm when Jesus was with them?
我想我们都知道那个背后有撒旦的攻击。
I think we all know that there are spiritual forces at work.
所以耶稣才用斥责风浪的。
So Jesus rebuked the storm.
Amen. 所以我也是一样，我经历到原来这我们所信的神真的是全能的上帝。
And then I experienced by myself that the God we believe in is the Almighty God.
Amen 吗？所以遇到风暴你可以睡觉的，如果在神的手中，你一点害怕担心都不用，因为你完全的信靠他。
So even if you're in a storm, you can still sleep, because as long as you're in the hand of God, you have nothing to worry about.
后来我当兵 当到一年半的时候，
And then after one and a half year of being in the military,
国防部
the Ministry of Defense
下了一道命令，
gave an order.
从我那一届，
from my year,
有五届，
There are five years.
三年的 and, 减掉一年。
Oh, from everyone from my year on, when you draw the three-year lottery, you can minus 1 year. You can just serve 2 years.
Woo! Wow!
And I was very happy.
以后，像是我们昨天吃牛排的，他是怎么叫？嘿，
嘿哈，
嘿哈，
好像牛仔一样的欢呼。
Hallelujah! 咦哈 ！Hallelujah! 你知道我那个喜乐啊？那个喜乐不是两年，那个喜乐一下子，妈，两年啊，了解我意思吗
？So I feel like the joy that I had when I heard that order, exact order, was greater than if I would have drawn the 2 years. And I tell my mom, Mom, I got 2 years. It would have been greater than that.
Amen. 哇，那个喜乐半年啊！
I had that happiness for half a year.
每一天都是 very happy.
I feel like I won the lottery every day.
一想到就大声赞美神啊，你真是 wonderful.
Every time I think of this, I give praise to God. God, you are wonderful.
Amen. 所以弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？他是谁啊？
So you know who is God?
为什么连风和海都听从他？
Why would even the wind and the storm obey him?
时间、空间都在他的手中。
The time and the space are both in His hands.
Amen. So, 第一个，所以你的信心要突破，就是要认识他以及他的作为。
If you want to have breakthrough in your faith, you need to know Him and His work.
这是为什么我要跟你分享第一点非常重要。
This is the first thing I want to share with you.
第二个讲到他是掌管一切的主。
And the second point is that He is the Lord that has control over everything.
所以并且没有告诉你，当我们在这里敬拜的时候，有时候我们不知道你的信心怎么样。
When we are all worshiping here, we don't know what all our faith are like.
你可以，我可以在这里讲道，我也可以带敬拜，我可以唱诗歌，我可以在教会里面服侍，做任何的事情。
A person can preach, can lead worship, can serve in the church and do everything.
当我们敬拜的时候，我们闭着眼睛，双手举高的时候，那一种是非常属灵的。
And when everyone is spiritual, when we're singing and lifting up our hands and worship.
但是在这个时刻的过程里面，我不知道你的信心是坚固的还是软弱的。
But at that time, we don't know if we have a strong faith or a weak faith.
Amen. 当遇到问题的时候才知道，才可以测得出来你的信心到底有多强，到底有多大，你对神的委身到底有多深。
It's only when we encounter problems that we'll be able to see how strong your faith is and how much you're committed to God.
所以这次的风浪就把门徒的信心测出来了。
So this storm was testing the disciples' faith.
所以耶稣意思说，你怎么还不认识我？
So Jesus said, don't you know me?
我本来就是掌管一切的主。
I'm the one who control over all nature.
Amen. 所以门徒很惊讶，为什么连风和海都听他
？And the disciples were terrified. They thought, "Who is this? How come even the winds and waves?"
所以弟兄姐妹，告诉你，我们所信的神，他是掌管一切的主。
So our God, this God that we believe in, has control over everything.
你所信的神是掌管一切的主。
This God that you believe in has control.
所以这边让我们知道，原来。让我们能够更认识他，相信他，而且知道他掌管一切。
We can know him more and believe him more and trust him more and know that he has control over.
所以我这里呢，用这个十二个探子来做一个例子。
So I want to talk about this story as my illustration.
当时摩西呢，差遣十二个探子进去探那个迦南地。
When Moses sent the 12 spies into the land of Canaan to spy on the land,
有几个有信心的
？How many people were have the faith?
有两个，对不对？
There were two,
基本上，我告诉你，他们本来在人看来就是有信心，才会差派他们进去嘛。
Actually, I think maybe all 12 of them seem like very faithful people. That's why they were chosen to be spies.
他们都是 leader 嘛。
They must have been leaders.
都是万人中的，就是那个带领者嘛。
And maybe all leaders in front of a lot of people.
差派他们十二个进去。
So they send the 12 to.
只有两个。
And only two.
有那个信心。
Had the faith.
看到巨人。
They all these.Giants,
高大坚固的城墙
and their walls are very sturdy.
他仍然相信
and they still believe
神可以带领我们得这地为业
that God wants to give us this city.
Amen. 信心马上就测出来了
and their faith were tested.
但是这十个人回去讲了一些这个没有信心的话
and then when they all came back, 10 of them said something that didn't have faith.
就影响了所有的几百万的以色列人。
And it affected all the Israelites.
有人说呢，180万到300万。
Some people say maybe there were maybe 1.8 to 3 million.
当时有多少人因为这没有信心的人倒闭在旷野
？And because of the faithlessness of these 10 spies, a lot of them fell and died in the desert.
在那个世代，只有这两个人进去得那地为业。
In that same generation, only those two people, those two spies, went into the land.
只有这两个人的信心可以跨界。
Only these two had a breakthrough faith.
只有这两个人有那个跨界的信心。
Only these two had the faith that takes them through the boundary.
Amen. 他们不只经过红海，还跨过约旦河。
They crossed two boundaries. The first is the Red Sea, and then the second one is the River Jordan.
Hallelujah. 所以弟兄姐妹，你的信心有没有跨界的信心
？So do you have the faith that they will take you through a boundary?
所以呢，为什么我们门徒为什么会这么惊慌
？Why were the disciples so terrified？
因为他们不明白，不认识神。
Because they do not know God。
也不知道他的旨意。
And they don't know His will。
所以呢，让我们能够全然的信靠这位神。
So let us have faith and believe in Him。
Amen。OK， 好，我们往下走。第三个要跟你分享神国度的扩张者。
Thirdly, I want to talk about a person who expands the kingdom of God.
神国度的扩张者。
A person who expands the kingdom of God.
弟兄姐妹，你还在吗
？Are you still with me?
你还在吗
？Are you still with me? Still awake?
我在安徽啊，讲到说问他们你还在的时候。
When I was in Anhui preaching, I asked this question: Are you still with me?
他们很大声说：“我还在。”
They answer loudly.
我吓一跳。
And I was terrified.
原来他们说牧师，因为我们安徽呢说不在就是死了。
And they tell me because if you say we are not here, that means we are dead.
弟兄姐妹，你们还在吗
？Are you still here? We're still here. We're still around.
因为我担心你眼睛在心不在，已经到去买东西了，去玩了。
I want your heart be here still.
因为我讲这个非常重要。
Because now this is very important.
门徒是神国度的扩张者。
The disciples have to be the person who expands.
所以他们的信心必须要成长。
So their faith has to grow.
耶稣非常看重这十二门徒的信心。
Jesus really treasured and valued the faith of these 12 disciples.
所以耶稣会责备他们。
So he rebuked them.
责备他们不是说你们怎么那么麻烦，我睡得好好的，还叫我把我叫起来。
But when he didn't say that, why are you so troublesome?
是因为他们没有信心。
He rebuked them because they didn't have
faith. 他们没有办法相信主耶稣可以胜过风浪。
They did not believe that Jesus had power over.
所以我要用一个经文来帮助我们。
So I want to look at this passage.
马可福音四章三十到三十二节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 30 to 32.
好，我来念一段，翻译一段 ，OK， 没有问题。要说神的国。可以，我们可以用什么来比较呢？可用什么比喻表明呢？
And again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it?"
好像一粒芥菜种种在地里的时候，虽比地上的百种都小。
It is like a mustard seed, which in the smallest seed is the smallest you plant in the ground.
但种上以后就长起来，比各样的菜都大。
Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants.
又长出大枝来。
With such big branches,
甚至天上的飞鸟可以宿在他的荫下。
And the birds of the air can perch in his shade.
这是天国比喻里面的最后一个讲到芥菜种的比喻。
This is the last parable of the kingdom of God. 在马可福音这一段。Just in the Mark section.
完了之后就遇到了风浪，下一段经文。
And then after that, it talks about the storm.
所以弟兄姐妹在讲什么？
So what is this? What does this mean?
我问你们，什么叫有没有看过芥菜种？
Have you seen a mustard seed?
有吗哈
？Have you ever seen？
是不是很小
？It's very small, right?
Very, very, very small. 很小。那个风一吹啊，你如果放在这里，风一吹，你找不到了。
If you have it in the palm of your hand, and when the wind blows, you will never be able to find it.
可是圣经说，一旦这个种子种上去以后，它长起来会成为一棵树。
But the Bible says once you plant the seed and it grows, it will become a big tree.
好吗？好，我问你们一个问题。
Let me ask you.
芥菜是不是菜？
Is mustard a kind of vegetable?
圣经讲的这个芥菜是不是菜？
Is it a kind of vegetable?
好，我问另外一个问题，因为你们还在挣扎，到底是不是菜？
Let me ask this from another point of view.
我问你们另外一个问题，我们都有一个华人都听过这个故事，丑小鸭的故事。
You've all heard of the story of the ugly duckling, right?
好，问你们，丑小鸭是不是鸭？
Is the ugly duckling a duck?
Yes, no, yeah. 丑小鸭不是鸭，因为它有一天变成什么？
Because one day
变成天鹅，
turn into a swan, right?
所以你就知道那个答案，芥菜不是菜，它本来就是一棵树。
So the mustard seed is not a kind of vegetable. It's been a tree always.
Amen.
All along,
它可以长到三到五公尺。
It can be to grow to 3 to 5 meters.
我想我们没有吃过芥菜五公尺的芥菜。
I don't know if you have that kind of vegetable that grows on a tree.
所以这个背景呢，这个芥菜它不是菜，它本来就是一种灌木。
So this, although we see the word vegetable in the Chinese translation,
但就是这么小
it's been a tree all along.
神的国好像芥菜种这么小。
And the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It's so
small. 它种在你的心田里面。
And it has to be planted in your heart.
只要你跟随。
And as long as you follow.
只要你愿意。
And as long as you're willing.
神的国。
God's kingdom
会在你生命里面不断的成长，不断的成长，不断的成长。
Can expand in your life.
阿们，可以成为别人的祝福。
And you can become other.
那个飞鸟可以宿在这个树枝上。
Even the birds can perch in.
但是，若是你的信心没有成长
，But if your faith did not grow,
你就没有办法让这个道在里面好像不断的慢慢长大，变成一棵树。
God's word will not grow in you, and you will not turn into a tree.
阿们。了解为什么这么多人在教会里面好像也听了这个信息也知道这个可是为什么没有让这神的国成长在他生命里面因为他的信心没有成长
All of us are here and we heard the same story from the Bible but how come not all our faith will grow
所以呢耶稣之后就带他们经历风浪
So Jesus allowed the disciples to go through the storm
因为门徒是神国度的扩张者
Because the disciples are to be people who expand the
天国的文化要经过我们不断的传递出去。
The culture of the gospel and the kingdom of God have to be preached to the world through us.
神天国的作为要透过我们彰显出去。
And God's kingdom will have to be
Amen.
given forth to the world.
但是我们没有那个信心。
But if we do not have the faith,
让这个种子没办法成长。
The seed cannot grow.
教会没办法被生，没办法成长。
And the church cannot grow.
所以神国度的丰富我们就没有办法看到。
And then we will not be able to see the abundance of the Lord.
求主祝福我们。
The kingdom of God.
让神的国透过我们不断的扩张出去。
I pray that God will be able to.
好吗？跟你旁边人讲一遍，说你是神国度的扩张者。
So tell people next to you that you are a person that will expand the kingdom of God.
好吗？好吗？所以我们与今教会能不能倍增，能不能强壮，不是只有传道人的责任。
So the whether or not a church can grow is not the responsibility of the pastor alone.
不是我们中间的几个领袖的责任。
It's not just the responsibility of the leaders.
是我们大家的责任。
It's everyone's responsibility.
因为我们都要做主的门徒。
Because we're all disciples of Jesus.
因为神的国种在传道的心里面，也种在我的心田里面。
God's kingdom is in the pastor's heart, is also in your heart.
也种在很多的同工的心田里面。
It's also in the heart of many.
也种在你的心田里面。
Co-workers and in yours.
所以这棵树一定要成长。
This tree has to grow.
神的国要透过你扩张出去。
God's kingdom will expand through you.
阿门。所以让我们一起认识他，跟随他，相信他，让神的国不断透过我们扩张出去。
Let us know him and trust him and follow him so that God's kingdom can grow through us.
所以这边讲到启示录第十五章。
Now we talk
第十一章第十五节，对不起。
Now we talk about Revelation chapter 11.
这边说第七位天使吹号。
It says that the seventh angel blew the trumpet.
天上就有大声音说。
And a loud voice in heaven.
世上的国成了我主，我主基督的国。
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他要做王，直到永永远远。
And he will reign forever and ever.
Amen. 将来就看见国要充满这整个洋海。
In the future, we will see that God's kingdom will expand throughout the world.
所以这个国度的扩张，你看，就是耶稣基督是第一个带来天国信息的人。
And this is the way the kingdom of God grew.
First, Jesus
is the one that brought the message. In the Old Testament, it never talked about the kingdom of God.
到了新约，耶稣传道的时候说天国近了。
But when Jesus was preaching, he always said the kingdom of heaven.
开始把天国的信息带到地上了。
He started to preach about the kingdom of heaven.
后来他找了十二个门徒。
And then he found 12 disciples.
所以神的国度透过他第一个来到带到地上来。
So Jesus is the first one that brought the kingdom of God.
开始要来扩张。
And then it needs to expand.
所以找了十二个门徒。
So expand to 12 people.
所以门徒要承接这个大使命。
And then the 12 disciples had to carry
over the great commission. 承接这整个神国度的使命。
The great commission of
expanding the kingdom of God. 然后呢，通过十二个再扩展出去。
And then the 12 people will build to early churches.
好，明白吗？所以门徒，二十二个门徒重不重要？
So the 12 disciples, are they important?
耶稣花太大多的时间全部陪他们。
Jesus spent all his time with them.
因为他们是神国度的扩张者，是那个 key man， 是非常重要的。
Because they are the people who are to expand the kingdom.
你就是那一位。
And you're it.
你就是那一位。
You're it.
跟你旁边讲，你就是那一位。
Tell the person next to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 不要小看自己。
So don't look down on yourself.
是神的国在你里面，神要用你。
God's kingdom is in you, and He will use you.
不是靠我们自己。
And you cannot rely on yourself.
但是神的灵要工作。
But God's spirit will work.
Amen. 所以呢，当这个门徒经过了这个风和海之后，如果你继续读那个圣经，你会发现。
After the disciples pass through the storm, you will see. Continue to read.
神是一步一步的扩张他们的境界。
God expand their territories one step at a time.
所以呢，你看一下这个第四大点，我要跟你分享拓展跨界的信心。最后
，and the fourth point is to expand the boundary of our faith.
啊，感谢主，我时间到了。
I'm almost done.
再给五分钟可以吗
？Five more minutes.
牧师，五分钟。
Can I have five more minutes? Of course you can.
可以吗
？Yeah.
弟兄姐妹，你们还在吗
？Are you still with me?
拓展跨界的信心，神期望门徒的信心。我们看一下这里，马太福音十九章二十六节。
What kind of faith does God want from us? Let's read from Matthew 19:26.
耶稣看着他们说
，Jesus looked at them and
在人这是不能的
，With men this is impossible.
在神凡事都能
，But with God all things are possible.
马可福音第九章二十三节
，Mark chapter 9:23.
耶稣对他说
，Jesus said,
你若能信
，If you can,
在信的人。在信的人凡事都能。
Everything is possible for him who believes.
有看到那个经文吗
？Did you see these two?
你看我们上面的那个 PPT， 你看后面四个字是一样的，凡事都能，凡事都能。
So the same thing is that everything is possible.
Amen. 在神凡事都能。
In God, everything is possible.
在信的人凡事都能。
And in those who believe, everything is possible.
当然是透过这位上帝来工作。
And of course, it's through this God who works.
所以神要门徒的信心能够不断的跨界，能够不断的成长。
God wants the disciples to have faith.
所以门徒对神的信心必须要突破。
So the faith of the disciples have to have breakthrough. And then they can take over the baton. And they can become a big tree.
Amen. So you can see what I've been reading.
Look at the.
You 回去读那个圣经，你就了解牧师讲的这个很重要的一个信息。
This is a very important message.
他怎么扩张门徒的信心的
？How does Jesus expand the faith of the disciples?
第四章经历了平静风和海。
In chapter 4, they experienced the storm.
到了第五章，把他们带到一个被鬼附、格拉森被鬼附的人那里。
In chapter 5, they went through Gerasene, and there's a person who was possessed.
耶稣吩咐那个鬼，鬼就出来。
Jesus commanded the evil spirit, and he left.
进入两千头猪的身上。
And the legion, the evil spirit went into 2,000 pigs.
所以弟兄姐妹跟我讲一遍，哇！
哇 ！After me, 哇！
不够惊讶，哇
！You need to have that.Sense of awe.
风和海听他哇，怎么连风海会听他？这个鬼都听他哇，连不是风和海听他，连鬼都听他。
It's not just the nature that obeys God, even the evil spirit, the spiritual realm also obeys.
Amen. 再来，雅鲁的女儿生病快死的时候，去叫耶稣。耶稣在过去的过程里面，有一个十二年血肉的妇人。来到众人中间，偷偷的摸耶稣的衣裳穗子。
The next story in Mark is when Jesus was traveling to heal a girl that was sick. A woman who had hemorrhage for 12 years, touched Jesus without telling anyone.
耶稣身上有能力出去跑到那个人身上。
And Jesus felt there was power going from him to.
没有人知道。
Nobody knew.
哇！
哇、wow. ！
这样也可以得医治。
And she was healed that way.
本来没有人知道，可是耶稣说，问门徒说，谁挤我啊
？And nobody actually knew until Jesus said, "Who was crowding me?"
门徒说，这么多人，我哪知道谁挤你啊
？The disciples said, "Are you crazy? So many people are crowding us."
那个妇人说，我是我。
And then the woman came forward and said, "It was me."
她把她故事讲一遍。
And then she told us her story.
神就是要让这件事情显明，要告诉门徒，他身上充满了大能。
And God wanted the disciples to see, so they know that Jesus is filled with power.
Amen. 哇！跟随耶稣，每一天都有哇，都会惊讶神的作为。
As long as you're following Jesus, you will have that wow moment every day.
Amen. 后来呢，来到了雅鲁的家了，雅鲁的女儿已经死了。他的人说，不用麻烦耶稣了，因为女儿已经死了。
When Jesus arrived the home of Jairus, they said his daughter is already dead, so no need to trouble Jesus.
耶稣说，她不是死了，她是睡了。
And Jesus said she's not dead, she's asleep.
这个人脑袋是不是有问题啊？他们就开始笑耶稣。
And people started laughing at Jesus.
耶稣说她睡了，不是死了，我去叫醒她。
Jesus said she's only asleep, I'll wake her.
所以把没有信心的全部都搁在外面。
So he told people to go outside.
带着他的父母还有门徒有信心的进到那个房子里面。
And those who have the faith, the parents and the disciples, they went inside the house.
他叫雅鲁的女儿从死里复活。
And he commanded the daughter of Jairus to raise from the dead.
跟我讲一遍，哇
！Say wow.
死人都可以复活。
Even the dead can come alive.
Hallelujah. Amen. 所以门徒神就带领这一段经历，经历再经历，哇哇哇！意思说，原来耶稣你不只可以平静风浪，还可以鬼连鬼都听你的，不是风浪听你，连鬼都听你。
So Jesus allowed the disciples to see these series of things. We're able to see that not only the nature obey him, but evil spirits also obey him. And even people's lives are controlled by God.
Amen. Hallelujah. 我们拍掌好吗？把荣耀归给这位上帝，好不好
？Let's give a round of applause to this great God.
约翰福音的第十一章二十五节，耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”
So in John chapter 11 verse 25, Jesus said to him, "Resurrection is in me, and life is also in me. Those who believe also die, but they will resurrect again."
约翰福音的十一章四十节，耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”
Jesus also said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?"
Amen. 最后我讲个见证，我就结束。
And then I want to tell you a little story before I end.
在1950年的时候。
In 1950,
在美国
，in the United States,
有一个 现在这一个人 Glenda 现在还在
this,
一个女先知啊，他们就有一个你的仆人，她叫做Glenda。
Her name was Glenda. She's still alive today, actually.
1950年的时候，她的爸爸在传道。
In 1950, her dad was a missionary.
这个是一个录像访问她这个 Glenda 她讲出来的见证。
And she told her testimony.
她的爸爸以前是白天讲道，回去要煮饭。
She said in the olden days, her dad would preach in the morning, and then in the evening he would go home and cook.
所以是一个当时的传道人。
So he was a preacher at that time.
他呢，有一天呢，他讲完道回去，服侍完回去。
So one day after he returned home from his morning duty, he was cutting meat.
不小心把他的手指头砍断了。
He cut off the first part of his finger.
那个手指头就完全断裂。
And it completely came off.
他拿着那个手指头
he grabbed his finger,
到医院去
went to the hospital,
叫医生把它缝回去
asked the doctor to sew it back on.
可是1950年没有这个科技啊，没有这个医学也没那么进步
but it was not doable in the 1950s.
所以呢，医生说不要缝了，这缝了也不会好
the doctor said there's no need to go through the trouble, it will not heal.
他这个爸爸说一定要缝回去，神感动要缝回去
and the preacher said you have to help me, God told me that it will get better.
所以医生没有办法，只要帮他缝回去。
So the doctor said, "Okay, fine, I'll sew it back on."
可是缝回去也没有比较好。
But of course, it did not heal.
他就一直烂。
And it rotted.
可是呢，他还是继续服侍。
But he continued to serve.
有一天，他来在讲道的时候。
One day when he was preaching,
他的女儿就坐在第二排的第一个位置那里。
His daughter was sitting in the second row.
他的太太，他的师母坐在旁边。
And his wife was also sitting next to him.
传道人在讲道的时候，这个手一直甩。
And when the preacher is preaching, he kept on pointing.
他的爸爸跟女儿看到说，哦，早知道不要缝回去。
And the daughter was feeling the pain, feel like he shouldn't have done the surgery.
前面这里坐一个坐轮椅的。
And there's a person who was in wheelchair in the front row.
那个他讲到的时候太激烈了。
And when he was in such a great passion of preaching,
这个手一直挥，这个突然之间飞出去啊。
And when he was pointing his finger, the top of his finger came off.
飞出去了，打到那个坐轮椅的。
And it hit the person who was sitting in the wheelchair.
那个坐轮椅的吓一跳，怎么有手飞过来
？And the person was in great terror. How come a piece of finger just hit me?
所以他就跳起来，我怎么有手飞到我这里啊
？And he jumped up and said, "Well, what was that?"
结果他的病得医治了。
And he was healed.
瘸腿的起来走路啊。
And the lame walked.
后来他的女儿亲眼看到他的爸爸的手指头瞬间长出一个完全新的。
And then the daughter said she saw with her own eyes that his father's fingertip grew back out in an instant.
Wow.
Wow.
这个 Glenda 现在还在。
Glenda is still alive today.
如果有机会我把那个视频你们可以去问他。
I will send you the link, and you can see for yourself.
弟兄姐妹，我们的脑袋认为不可能，不可能，很多的不可能。
So there are a lot of things that we think is impossible.
但是神说，你若能信，就必看见神的荣耀。
But Jesus said, if you can believe, you will see the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. 所以希望我们的信心可以跨界。
So I hope your faith can all cross over the boundary.
我们一起起立，我们来祷告。
Let's stand and pray.
可以给我那首诗歌。我们先闭着眼睛，好不好？我们每一个人，我们闭上眼睛。
Let's close our eyes.
我们来祷告主。
Let's pray to God.
弟兄姐妹，你要想一想，你的信心是活的还是死的
？Think about your faith. Is it alive or is it dead?
你的信心有没有成长
？And has it grown?
你爱主有多深
？How much do you love the Lord?
你愿意为主摆上有多少？
How much are you willing to give for the Lord?
你永远要记得。
And remember this always.
只要你重生得救。
As long as you are saved.
你就要做主的门徒。
You are a disciple of Christ.
神的国度就是要透过你扩张出去。
And God's kingdom will expand through you.
所以我们来到神的面前。
So let us come before God.
好不好？你闭着你的眼睛。
Please close your eyes.
把你的手按在你的心。
And please put your hand in front of your chest.
我们要有一段时间来祷告。
And let us pray.
好不好？有三十秒的时间祷告。
You can pray on your own for 30 seconds.
你可以开口祷告。
You can open your mouth.
你可以大声祷告。
You can pray out loud.
你也可以小声的祷告。
You can also pray in silence.
说主啊，你帮助我。
Pray that God help me.
你帮助我，加添我信心。
Please add to my faith.
让我信心可以突破。
That I will have a breakthrough.
让我不断的经历你。
That I will have different experience through you. You are one true God. That is.
当我喊一二三的时候，我们就开始祷告。
So we will pray together now.
一二三。哈利路亚，是的主，我们在你面前，我们来感谢你。弟兄姐妹，你开口祷告，你可以小声祷告，你也可以大声祷告，你为你自己来祷告。求主给你信心，求主给你信心。哈利路亚，哦，主啊，是的，我们来赞美你。主啊，我们在你面前说，主，你让我们的信心可以突破，可以不断的突破。哦，主啊，从现在开始，我们可以不断的突破。主啊，我感谢你在环境当中，主啊，就能够测试出来，我们到底有多爱你，我们到底，哦，主啊，委身你有多深，委身你有多少，认识你有多少。恩主，我们感谢你帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹，哦，主，我们每一个人来到主你面前，真实的悔改，真实的回转，来转向你。哦，主啊，你也光照我们中间的每一位弟兄姐妹，谢谢主，谢谢主，你与我们同在，祝福我们，赞美赞美你，阿门。我们来唱副歌，可以吗？